I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, October 12. Coming up, Prime Minister Holness unveils new mortgage initiatives, government to expunge local criminal record of the country's first national hero, and Companies Office of Jamaica opens branch in Montego Bay. The news in detail after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans, get financial advice from Jamaica National, speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan, get free health checks from NHF, and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m.
Now the news. The government is moving to introduce new measures geared at improving the mortgage environment in Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says these measures will include a policy to govern a secondary mortgage market, which will allow for the resale of home loans and servicing agreements to third parties. He says while there are some risks associated with this type of business, he's confident that if successfully employed in Jamaica, it will result in notable reductions in average mortgage rates.
We have seen the models that have been developed that give adequate protection to the markets where secondary mortgage markets exist. And so we're looking at that very, very closely. And I would say within the near future, you will see some movement towards that.
The Prime Minister also announced plans for the introduction of reverse mortgages, under which a homeowner can borrow against the value of his or her home. No repayment is usually required until the borrower dies or the home is sold. Mr. Holness was addressing the Realtor Association of Jamaica's Real Estate Symposium on Wednesday. The government is currently taking steps to expunge the local criminal record of Jamaica's first national hero, Marcus Garvey. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He was responding to questions tabled previously in the House by opposition Member of Parliament Ronald Thwaites concerning whether or not Marcus Garvey had a criminal record in Jamaica and whether it would be expunged. Minister Chuck says Mr. Garvey was charged with contempt of court in September 1929 after criticizing the state of Jamaica's legal system, which he saw as oppressive, and calling for laws to punish judges who were unfair.
Garvey was in fact given a royal pardon by the Governor General in 1984 at the request of the then Prime Minister, Edward Seaga. However, this pardon under Section 91 of the Constitution affects only sentence and not the conviction. As a result, Garvey would still have a criminal record in Jamaica. As such, a statutory pardon is required.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the Caribbean Examinations Council CXC has released results for students of Penwood High School and other institutions affected by the non-submission of school-based assessments, SBAs, in the 2015-2016 exam cycle. Speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister, Senator Reid said hard copies of the results were delivered to the Overseas Examinations Commission on Monday, October 10, via the Western Zone Office. Arrangements are being made to have the respective schools collect their results.
In the meanwhile, we have asked CXE to provide us with soft copies of the results so we will be able to audit for any possible omissions.
Other schools affected by the non-submission of SBAs are Portmore Community College, Haile Selassie High, the Mannings Evening School, and St. Vincent's Strambi High. As it regards Penwood, the subjects impacted were principles of business, office administration, economics, theater arts, and social studies, affecting 131 students. And the company's Office of Jamaica, COJ, has opened a branch in Montego Bay, St. James, to serve residents in Western Jamaica. The agency is housed at the Office of the Prime Minister in Montego Bay and operates on a cashless basis.
For now, this is a cashless office. So it means that you can bring your debit card, you can bring your credit card, you can bring a manager's check. We do have a Scotiabank account, however, that you can deposit your funds in and they just bring the receipt to us and then we will be able to process your document.
Chief Executive Officer of the company's Office of Jamaica, Judith Remlogan. She says the opening of the Montego Bay branch will play a major role in boosting the compliance rate of businesses operating outside of Kingston and St. Andrew. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.